Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Philly Sports Passion Podcast. And today, my co-host is Habib. How are you, Habib?
Good evening, Eric. How's everything?
Good. Let's start with that huge victory by our 76ers last night, beating the Toronto Raptors at the Wells Fargo Center. So what's your thoughts on the Game 3 win?
Well, they came out aggressive, and you know, Jimmy Butler and Embiid, the starting five, played well, got some help from the bench. Mike Scott came in, and the crowd was into the game.
Yeah,
We have to get the same result on Sunday.
Exactly, you don't want to go down. You don't want to go back to Toronto 2-2.
Keep pushing on the gas pedal, not like take the life out.
Exactly. You want to put them on life support.
I don't mind Kawhi scoring 30 whatever 40 points. Nobody else is really helping him. I mean, Siakam did the first game, but Siakam is back to earth now. And Lowry is really annoying.
Even though he's a Philly kid.
No, he's got the grit, tough kid.
Yeah, he does.
Ben Simmons needs to. I didn't like that foul. They gave him a flagrant one and a $20,000 fine. So I don't know. I think it's 4 flagrants and you get a suspension. I think Embiid's got a few flagrants, so he's got to watch out for that. Can't afford
it. Embiid has what, 2 or 3?
Yeah, he has a couple, I think. And
Simmons has
good
first or second.
Boban not playing was good. I like Greg Monroe, except that stupid layup he missed or dunk.
Exactly.
Overall, good. Butler is playing. I like him at the point. No TJ McConnell, I mean, you don't need to depend on him. Brett Brown has shortened his bench. Mike Scott, Ennis, and Monroe. 3 guys. That's it.
Oh, it's good to see Mike Scott back in the rotation.
Mike Scott is, I like his 3-point presence and defense. Ennis has been very underrated on some playing defense. And then Monroe, too. Monroe actually is better than Boban. And if Monroe doesn't work out, I'd rather see Bolden in there instead of Boban or Amir Johnson. Boban is kind of not – he's not a good – he's a liability right now on defense.
Is that – yeah. I like Grant Monroe in the rotation to get like 15 to 18 minutes, if that. But overall, it was a great game.
Yeah,
the crowd was really into it.
I'm happy about that. We could still get a big performance from Harris. Hasn't come through yet. Really big.
Yeah.
Hoping
JJ
next game
to,
somebody else.
Yeah. Redick needs to start producing a little bit too.
Yeah.
He's been off and on.
It's like another 25-point game from either Harris or Redick would do it nice to go along with Embiid and Butler. And if Ben Simmons keeps down the turnover, I don't mind his 10, 12 points, but he could get up in the mid 15 to 18 range, maybe more. That would be
his game is not to score. His game is to be a playmaker with being point guard and passing the ball and play defense. His number one thing is to keep Kawhi from scoring consistently. As long as he's guarding him, that's fine.
They're like Van Fleet is very. He's not doing much, so I'm good with him.
Yeah.
They're
what
missing Ananobi
too.
Ibaka like disappeared.
He's supposed to be this.
He disappeared for
I thought he was gonna be this.
Embiid just puts his head down and he doesn't even need to shoot threes. Just be in the paint and make Gasol foul you and make Gasol guard him and get tired. So when Gasol gets tired of guarding him, on Gasol will be a liability and he won't be that effective on offense either.
Exactly.
Ibaka is not going to... They don't have like another center. Like, Ibaka is not like a center. So that really helps.
Yeah, Marcus always been playing decent.
Valanciunas actually did well against us. So Max.
Which one?
Valanciunas actually used to do good against the Sixers.
Yeah.
So
what happened to him? He's not in the rotation. Is he?
No, he's traded to Memphis.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was traded. I forgot about that. The crowd was really into it.
I just won another same performance in game 4.
And exactly. No relaxing.
That was a wire-to-wire win. So, I mean, if we get a 12-15 point lead, we can't let them get it back to like 6 or 7. And that time Kawhi, fourth quarter was huge, that 14-0 run. And then even if we're not scoring enough, we can just get Embiid the ball and get them in foul trouble. And when he's in the free throw line, the rest of the team gets to rest. So that's also like a free timeout.
Exactly. I haven't seen that crowd that lively since 2001. The AI days. Exactly.
Yeah.
It was good to see AI in the house.
Monty Williams is going to be gone. I hope Monty Williams leaves as a champion to the Suns. That would be nice.
He's going to if you haven't heard, Monty Williams has agreed to a 5-year deal with the Phoenix Suns earlier today. You will be leaving as soon as the playoffs is over. Good luck, Monty.
Yeah, I hope it's not till June.
And I'm glad he didn't go to the Lakers. Did the Lakers sign Tyronn Lue?
They're on the verge of doing that, I think. I had a feeling he was going to be the coach next because of LeBron and all that.
Why? What's so great about Lou? I don't understand what's so great about Tyronn
Lue. I said Jackson, Iverson, and Dackert, and Alshon Jeffrey at the game.
Hoskins, I think. Hoskins rang the bell, so did Wentz, and I think Waratek from the Flyers rang the bell, too. Oh. We have Doug is on the line with us. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm good. We're just talking about the 76ers a little bit, and then we're going to move on to the Eagles big linebacker signing from the Redskins. You want to move on to the Eagles signing, Habib?
What's that?
How about that Eagles signing today?
Yeah, I think Zach Brown could be like another Nigel Bradham type of player. I haven't seen his stats or anything from last year, highlights. I have to see what's going on. Howie Roseman had a plan. He didn't draft a linebacker or he signed some undrafted free agents and then signed him. That was good. And then we signed the safety. So he made up for not drafting anybody for those positions.
Yeah, he signed a 1-year deal worth $3 million. He used to play for the Washington Redskins.
We have a good roster going right now. We should be 11-5, 12-4, fighting for a top seed this year if everything stays healthy.
Exactly. You have any thoughts on that, Doug?
Now, who did the Eagles sign?
Zach Brown,
former
Redskins.
What's the guy's name again?
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown.
He was actually a pro bowler on the Bills.
Oh, he played for the Bills too? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the name now that he said that Bills player.
Yeah, he's from the Bills and Redskins. I think Houston or somebody. But he could fill in that role with Bradham and Gruger Hill and who's the other linebacker? Nate Gary and a bunch of other random guys.
he was a second-round pick
guy from Pittsburgh.
They did?
We signed a linebacker earlier this year from Pittsburgh. He could be like a special team or like a Fort. LJ Fort or something?
Fort, yeah. Brown was a second-round pick he was picked by the Tennessee Titans back in 2012. I didn't realize he's been in the league that long. He was released by the Redskins in March after... Went unsigned he was unsigned. And he's going to replace Jordan Hicks, who signed with the Cardinals earlier this offseason. So what are your guys' thoughts on the draft? Doug?
When it pertains to just
overall? Your Redskins, overall.
Well, the Redskins, I'll say this, the Redskins did right, I think, by drafting a quarterback.
Yep.
They did right by drafting a quarterback. They also helped out their defense quite a bit. The Bills, I'm glad they took that kid in the defensive tackle in the first round, because the Bills always need help with their defense.
Exactly.
They need help with the whole team.
Who do you think did the best out of all the teams?
Who do I think did the best?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just the NFC East?
Yeah.
I said the Eagles and the Redskins.
The Eagles and Redskins probably did the best. In our division.
Redskins number one. Eagles second. I heard Cowboys did good too, but I don't even know who they picked.
Yeah, and then Giants, we all know what they did.
Yeah, the worse they do, the better for us.
Exactly. Overall, you like Redskins' drafts, especially the quarterback, so you said?
Yeah.
He's a hometown kid, so.
Yeah,
Brown's 29 too, so he could probably earn a contract if he plays well.
Yep, but he's a first round pick. He's was he
second
like the Raven second or third? Who? The quarterback?
Zach Brown.
Oh, Zach Brown? The Redskins quarterback that they drafted.
Yeah, he could be like a McNabb type.
You think he'll
start over. I don't think he'll start over Case Keenum right away. I think they'll put Keenum out there week one against the Eagles, and then when the Eagles, you know, beat the Redskins 45-0, then they'll put Haskins out there week two.
So they don't feed Haskins to Eagles defense in week one?
No.
Well, that should, I mean, who knows? He could win the job in training camp. There's always that. Or Case could get injured. He is kind of known for injuries, isn't he? I don't know.
He didn't get hurt last year, did he?
No, he just.
I know he wasn't hurt. He wasn't hurt in Minnesota.
No. He was pretty solid in Minnesota, but that was mainly their defense. So, I don't know. I mean, was that just a one-season wonder by Case Keenum?
I think it was just a luck, because remember, Aaron Rodgers was really starting to slip for the Packers. So, I think the Vikings were just kind of taking advantage of the fact that, their competition, like their main competition, was, you know, just slipping.
Exactly. What do you guys think about Arizona drafting Kyle Murray? Doug?
No, I'm totally not a fan. They already invested too much into getting Rosen. So why not just let him ride it out? But this guy is not a transcendent. He's not a transcending talent. You know what I mean? It's not like you're getting the next Hall of Fame quarterback, like Andrew Luck or somebody.
It's basically they brought in Cliff Kingsbury. Kingsbury
saw who he
wanted in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
He saw who he wanted in the draft. And then, and, you know, that was it. He made up his mind.
He changed the whole
outcome.
Yeah, because even before he was the coach of Arizona, I saw an interview of him. He's like, oh, if he had the number one pick, he would pick him.
I don't understand the pick. I mean, I do and I don't. I think Murray's going to be a bust.
Josh Rosen does better than... Josh Rosen does very well in Miami.
I hope so, too.
Didn't Arizona trade up to get him?
Rosen? He was 10th overall last year.
10th overall.
I think.
Yeah. I don't know if they traded him, but it's not like they were getting the Patrick Holmes or anybody, you know? He's 5'10". He could be, his ceiling could be Russell Wilson, or he could be just a bust.
Yeah, Josh Rosen was a 10th overall pick last year. Now, Doug, do you think he'll start in Miami right away?
Yes, because I don't see Ryan Fitzpatrick really being a starter anymore. Eric, like I said the last time, you the last time that I was on the show with you, I don't know how this guy keeps getting work. I mean, I swear to God, he keeps turning up everywhere. It's like he's done a year with each team almost.
He did good with Tampa Bay. He got another contract. He killed us in that game. Like 400
yards. He'll have his moments.
They're few and far between.
Exactly. No.
Right. He's not consistent. Josh Rosen, as long as he's consistent, he'll win the starting job. Who does Miami play week one?
What do you want? Hold on. Week one. Hold on. Who do they play? Don't they play the Jets? Oh, no, that's the Bills, right?
Yeah, the Bills and Jets started off.
They play week one. They play the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, God.
And then the New England Patriots. And the Cowboys. And then the Chargers. And
okay,
the Redskins.
All right. Now, hold on. All right. The first four games you just said, and I know we're kind of looking ahead here, but you just said the Ravens, the Patriots, the Cowboys, and the Eagles, right?
The Chargers.
Oh, Chargers, I mean? Yeah, Chargers. All right, so the Ravens, Patriots, Cowboys, and Chargers. The Dolphins, unfortunately, are going to go 0-4.
Yeah, that's a New England's at home, so that week two, that's an early game. That's good. The Dolphins can upset the Patriots there. I can see that.
Wait, no, are they playing the Patriots in Miami?
Yeah.
All right. Well, never. They might be able to. Miami or New England has trouble in Miami.
Yeah.
Whether it's early in the year or late in the year.
Yeah. They lost last year in the last second touchdown, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, you should remember correctly. You and I were both watching that game together.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We were at Green Turtle.
Yeah.
Who's winning the game tonight? I hope Celtics don't win tonight.
Oh, what's the score of the game? Let's see. Hold on. It's 56-55 at halftime.
Who's winning, Milwaukee or Boston?
Boston.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'd rather play Milwaukee if we win.
That's not good. Let's win game four first. I don't want to get too far.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah. Or Philadelphia fans.
Next game,
ahead.
If they could just guard Kawhi, just like give him 30, he can have his 30. The rest of the guys play the way they're playing. We can win. We have a good chance.
Exactly.
Kawhi is just on a whole other level right now. He's making everything.
Oh, yeah. He can't be stopped. As long as we're stopping the other guys, then we have a chance. We can win. You have any other thoughts on the draft, guys?
Not really.
I don't like the
How
receiver
about you,
we me? Got. You guys like the receiver we got? JJ, Arceda, Whiteside?
From Stanford? Is he from Stanford? I think they compare him to Jeffrey.
I would have liked to see, you know, who.
Oh, yeah, I know. What's his name?
Metcalf.
Yeah. Where did he go?
He went to Seattle as the 64th overall pick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think Denver got a better quarterback than the Giants.
And, I think he's supposed to be the best quarterback in this draft. Drew Lock.
I think it was
Drew Lock.
Drew Lock was definitely projected to go higher than Daniel Jones.
Yeah. I don't know what the
I
Giants
love this new
is.
Giants GM. I like him. New Giants GM.
Why? The guys are
pulling everything down.
First he trades Odell Beckham.
The guy can't manage a lemonade stand. How the hell can he manage a football team?
They have any marketable players right now on their team? Maybe Saquon, and that's it. They're just bury him to the ground. Saquon.
Sweet. I mean, Barkley might ask for a trade by midseason.
What about the running back from Penn State that we got? What are you guys' thoughts about?
I liked it. That's the running back I wanted besides Holyfield. I think it's a solid pick with Jordan Howard. I think they're going to be a good 1-2 punch. And I think he's gonna contribute right away.
We're gonna keep four running backs. You think it's gonna be Josh Adams and Clement?
I think Clement is gone and Smallwood.
They still would bring back Darren Sproles.
I forgot about him.
I don't want to bring him back. I don't. We're getting younger. We don't need him anymore.
Yep.
Unless he's going to be just like a special teams returner guy.
Who asked, Rose?
Even Mac Hollins, I still like Mac Hollins. I think he could be a good
receiver.
Right now, Jeffrey Jackson, Aguilar, and the rookie we just got, and Hollins, five receivers.
Yeah.
And the other guy, Sheldon Gibson. I think they're going to keep five receivers.
Five receivers.
Yeah, but you got Zach Ertz is like a big receiver, and then you still got Goddard.
Dallas. Yeah.
We should be good there.
Do you have any thoughts on the Bills draft, Doug?
Not really, except for, again, like I said earlier, the Bills need help. The Bills do need help, you know, everywhere. But they got, you know, their wide receivers in free agency. We drafted a new tight end. I think we got another running back.
I think he drafted a late running back. I forget who he got.
The Bills, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But the Bills fans, and this is the funny part about it. Even though the Bills have not been good in 20 years, the Bills fan base is still very passionate about their football team. I mean, it gets cold. It doesn't get like Green Bay or Chicago cold. But it gets cold during the wintertime, and there's always a lot of snow. But the Bills fans still pack that stadium.
Exactly. What do you guys want to talk about next?
You know why I called in.
Yeah. Oh, the NHL playoffs. So, looks like the Islanders are going to be eliminated in about 5 minutes. They're down 5-1.
What's the score?
No, it's 5-1 now. Is it still 4?
They're going to get swept?
Yeah. And you got Dallas and St. Louis later on.
And that's evened up in 2-2, right?
Yep. And then tomorrow you got Boston and Columbus tied 2-2 and San Jose and Colorado tied 2-2. I know you told me earlier that you think the Sharks might have ran out of gas here.
All right. You want me to explain it though, like more?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I am a huge fan of the San Jose Sharks. I've been a huge fan of the Sharks for almost 25 years now. And so I want them to succeed, and I'll be happy if they do make it to the next round, because I do want them to go to the Stanley Cup. I really do. But they have to be physically exhausted right now. They got the hell beat out of them in that first round against Vegas.
Yeah.
But they beat the odds, and they came back. Right?
Yeah.
No, I don't think anybody was giving them a shot against Colorado. Because a couple people that I have talked that I talked to said that Colorado was going to sweep them. And I almost believed it. If it does go seven and somehow San Jose is able to squeak out a victory, I like our chances against Dallas more than I would like them against St. Louis.
Yeah. I think you would have home ice against both of them, I believe.
I think the Sharks would have home ice over Dallas, wouldn't they?
Let's see. Yeah, because they were the wild card. And the Blues.
Right.
And the Blues, because the Sharks had 99. Sharks had 101 points, and the Blues had 99.
Right.
So right now, the Sharks are the best team in the West.
All right. But again, they are also the most beat up team, and a lot of people are probably, and a lot of people, I'm sure, think that they are lucky to be where they're at right now. But
yeah,
you gotta admit this though, they're showing they have a lot of guts.
Oh yeah, especially in that game
last night they ran out of gas for 39 minutes. They were able to hold up against Colorado, but then Colorado scored the two goals. I think it was one goal at the end of the second, and then another goal at the beginning of the third, and then the empty net goal at the end of the game, where it gave them 3-0. They ran out of gas.
Yeah, because it was 0-0 after one.
Yeah, it was 0-0 after one, and about halfway through, that's when the Colorado finally scored. But
the Sharks
have displayed a toughness. But it's only a matter of time, and it hurts me to say this, because I want them to go to the Stanley Cup. I mean, they're my favorite team in the West, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I think they have.
But yeah, they are. You know, they've been just. They're going to run out of. Unfortunately, I believe they're going to run out of steam. I don't want them to. I want them to keep going. And if they can somehow get past Colorado, which I agree with you, I think it's going to go seven.
Yeah, I think the other series going seven too.
But I think if it's San Jose versus Dallas in the cup in the Eastern or in the Western final, I think San Jose can beat them.
Against Dallas, but not.
I don't think they can beat the Blues, because the Blues. They came back. They were one of the worst teams at the league in the Western Conference in the beginning of the year, weren't they?
The Blues? I think so.
They were one of the worst teams, and then they became one of the better teams because they went on that 15-game win streak.
Oh, wow. When did they go on that? Let me check. They went on a 15-game win streak in February.
Because they were getting their tails kicked, but then, you know, they started winning. And they've had the momentum ever since.
Oh, yeah. They sure did go on to win two.
So I'll say this right now. If San Jose can beat Colorado, which is still probably very debatable, but if they can do it, then, you know, in the next round, like I said, in the next round, I think they can take Dallas, but I would not be surprised. If they end up playing St. Louis, don't be surprised if St. Louis takes them down in five.
I think that's a good fit. Maybe. Hopefully. I like seven-game series. I like when the
series
goes
to seven. Like the seven-game series, you know, the Vegas and the Sharks, when they went seven, especially that last game, as controversial as it was for some people, that was probably the greatest period of hockey I had ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't miss that period. I missed that, but I know there was a lot of controversy in that.
Exactly. So, but, and even in like the seven-game series that the Capitals had with the Capitals and the Hurricanes had, you know, the Hurricanes moved on. You know, I actually was thinking that the Hurricanes, they were going to be right for the picking too, because that was an aggressive series.
Which one?
The Capitals and the Hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. And the Hurricanes, after that, because I'm getting serious, they just swept the Islanders, who swept the Penguins. So,
it's all about momentum. And right now, the Hurricanes have the momentum.
Yeah.
The Hurricanes right now are the most dangerous team in the playoffs.
Yep. And they're led by a former former player from the Philadelphia Flyers, Rob Binnenmore, the head coach, and then the captain is Justin Lloyd. Amazing how they wasn't Carolina when the they sneak in the playoffs still?
I think Carolina won. I think Carolina's won a cup in the past. Wasn't that back in like 05, 06?
I believe so. Let me check.
Because I think there was
Carolina was in the Stanley Cup before. But they won, I think.
Which one? Hurricanes? Hello?
What?
Yes.
Oh. They went in. They won 2006, they beat the Edmonton Oilers. Wow. Edmonton used to be good. And they have.
You said that was 2005, 2006?
Yeah. They had.
Eric. I remember that because they beat the Sabres in the semis or it was in the finals.
What? Let me check. Yeah, Rod Brindamore was the captain of that team when they won. How fitting would it be if they won another Stanley Cup when he's the head coach? The Buffalo Sabres were the fourth seed that year.
Right. And the Hurricanes beat that. Was it the semifinals or was it the Eastern Conference Finals?
Eastern Conference, they beat them in seven games.
In the finals or semifinals?
Eastern Conference Finals.
They beat them. Yeah, they beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, I remember that because the Sabres were red hot. And they had gone through who they had gone through, and they were actually projected to go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Ooh.
But then they had a few guys that were hurt, so the Hurricanes were able to take advantage.
Yeah, the Sabres beat the Flyers that year. I bet you remember that.
Oh yeah, I remember. It was funny.
I remember.
Because didn't they beat the Senators that year too?
Let's see.
Who did the Sabres beat to get to the that final?
Sabres beat Ottawa 4-1.
They beat Ottawa and then they beat the Flyers, right?
No, they beat the Flyers in the first round. 4-2.
Flyers in the first round and then Ottawa in the second round.
Yep.
That's when the old
format was.
I remember that Ottawa series because I was a school janitor at the time, and I was working on a Friday night, and the boss, the head janitor on nights at the school I was
mm-hmm.
working at, he was a huge Sabres fan. I mean, we all were back then. I mean, Buffalo, the Sabres were bigger than the Bills.
Oh yeah,
I hated that guy. Matthew Barnaby, I hated that guy.
So, anyway, I was working on a Friday night. The game was on, and my boss was just like, "We're gonna watch the game." I said, "Well, I got rooms to clean." He goes, "We'll clean them together during commercial or during the intermission. We'll do a quick clean." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "No." He goes, "Yeah, we're going to do a quick clean. We're going to work together." "Are you serious?" He goes, "Yeah, don't you want to watch the game?" I said, "Yeah." So, because it was earlier in the day, he told me, he said, "Now get these rooms done as quick as you can because we got to watch that hockey game." So,
and then, which one? Do you remember which game it was? What game?
We beat Ottawa 20 seconds into overtime.
Okay, hold on. What's not the name? That was... semifinals. Overtime, then? 7-6?
Yeah.
Was it the 7-6 game? That was game one. They beat... The first overtime, they beat... Chris Drury scored the game-winning goal with less than a minute in, right? You said?
Yeah.
Wow. And then he won game 2-1. They beat Ottawa was the number one seed that year. So
I remember.
And then they beat Ottawa 3-2 in another overtime. And Ottawa.
They beat
They beat Ottawa three times in that series in overtime. 7-6, 3-2,
3-2. I don't think it was a game one. I think it was because I don't remember the game being too high scoring.
It was probably game five. I mean, not game five, game four. Game three.
It might have been because I think they had another game they had to go before they closed out the series.
Yeah, because the third overtime was the game, it was the clinching game.
What was the score of that one, Eric?
3-2. And the game 3-1 was 3-2.
Which one?
Game 3 was
3-2
and game 5 was 3-2. They were both 3-2.
All right. It had to be one of those.
Yeah. And they were all first overtime. First overtime.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I remember it was like 20 seconds in. you know, they got the goal, and I just remember being – that was a good night that night.
It was? Oh, yeah, because the Sabres won.
Sabres won, and I was told I got to be lazy.
He doesn't like to be told that making me lazy.
Yeah, so that was a good night that night, because then after that series, again, like I said, the Sabres were, everybody thought the Sabres were going to go to the Stanley Cup final.
Everybody in Buffalo was getting ready for it.
Exactly.
And then injuries happened and you ran into the Hurricanes.
Right, exactly.
And then, yeah, that went 7. Right? Yeah. Did I say that? Yeah. The first game was, you guys won 3-2, and then lost 4-3, and then won 4-3, and then lost 4-0, then lost 4-3 in overtime, and 1-2-1 in overtime, and then lost 4-2.
Yeah. So that was a hard. That was the last time that the Sabres actually legitimately had a shot
at the Stanley Cup.
Exactly.
They haven't been to the Stanley Cup, right?
No,
they went one time.
Yes, they did.
'99.
Why did you have to bring that up?
I'm sorry.
You want to talk about heartbreakers?
Yeah, Flyer fans can compare that, but we lost a heartbreaker in 2010 too. But yours was more controversial.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker. That was I remember being so excited about the Sabres going to the Stanley Cup because that was a rough. You know, that happened in like a rough time period, right? Because there were, you know, things going on or whatever. I'm not really going to, but there were things going on. And it was just like, okay. But the one thing that kind of binded everybody together was the fact that the Sabres were in the Stanley Cup.
Exactly. And they won 7 games that year. Went 6 or 7?
6.
Okay.
I fell asleep during that game 6, and I woke up to my father saying a phrase that I don't think I can repeat on this show.
Oh, God. No, you probably don't want to. It's a live radio.
I don't know. I was just going to say this is PG, right?
For the most part. But we don't want any feedback that people might want to do something.
Yeah, we don't need any lawsuits.
No.
But, I'll just leave it at that. Like, I woke up to, because I fell asleep in the middle of the game because it was, like, late and I was tired. But, yeah, I woke up to my dad screaming. Like I said, I can't say what he said. But he was not very happy.
Oh, boy. I bet he wasn't. You were what, like 14 years old?
He wasn't happy.
You were like, what, 14 when that happened?
13. Yeah, when that happened, because this is actually around the time when the Stanley Cup was actually like towards more the beginning of May.
Oh, wow. And the Stanley Cup started at the end of May instead of like beginning. Yeah, I remember that because the old format, they used to start the Stanley Cup earlier.
Right, yeah. So this was like, this had to be not that long after my 13th birthday.
Let's see. I can find out the date. you know. I guess I can't. Never mind. I thought I could find the date.
Carolina 1-5-2.
Who did?
Carolina 1.
Oh, yeah. They swept the Islanders there. Oh, wow.
I want to watch the Denver game. Denver important.
We have an update. Dallas scored already. It's 1-0 Dallas. Let's check the score for the NBA. Milwaukee's up 81-79 with 4 minutes left in the third. And the Phillies update, let's see. Phillies won 4-2. Stay in first place. So let's talk about the other series. Boston, Columbus. Who do you think is going to win that, Doug?
That's got to be a toss-up. And here's why. I think Boston is the better team, but I hate all Boston teams. And I'm sorry, Eric, because I know you're a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I know.
But I can't stand. And to be honest with you, I have nothing against the city of Boston. All right.
No, it's a great city.
Just in case I ever visit there, just so I don't get shot, I have nothing against the city of Boston. I just think that their sports teams are just, I don't like them.
Yeah, Habib would agree with you, right, Habib?
Yeah, I can't stand that.
Who do you hate the most? Celtics or Patriots?
Well, right now it's like a tie.
How about you, Doug?
What was the question, though?
Who do you hate the most in Boston sports?
Oh, the Patriots.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think with the Patriots.
But, no, I think Boston's a better team, but I would like to see Columbus win. Because I think Columbus is a good underdog story right now.
Them and Carolina would be an interesting series. Two hot teams.
And two teams I don't think anybody expected.
No. Aren't both of them the wild card?
I believe so, yeah. Carolina just edged out Montreal for the last wild card, I think.
Yeah.
Columbus. They jumped ahead of Columbus, and Columbus just edged out Montreal for the last wild card.
By 2 points. Wow. I think that might have happened on the last day, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because I thought Montreal was going to go, but they didn't. But so as far as Boston and Columbus go, I unfortunately think Boston's the better team. I would love to see Columbus go, but I got to go with Boston. Even though I think Columbus and Carolina would be a heck of a series, because nobody would see it.
I don't know who would win that. Do you think Boston could beat Carolina?
No. I think Carolina's going to the cup because I think that they're red hot right now, and now they're going to get a rest because I think Boston and Columbus are going to 7.
Yeah, I think the rest of the playoff series are going to 7.
Exactly.
I think Boston's going to win. I agree with that. I think the Sharks are going to win, and I think the Blues are going to win. Would you agree on all that?
I would, except for I hope that the Stars win, because like I said, as far as my Sharks go, I think they're going to have a better shot against the Stars.
Yeah.
Although, to be honest with you, I want the Stars to fall on their faces because you brought up that because you brought up the Stanley Cup against the Sabres.
99, 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. No. You brought that up, and of course we lost to Dallas. You know, you get me fired up enough at work. Why do you got to do it here?
Sorry. So right now, who do you think the Stanley Cup is going to be?
Who do I think the Magic's going to be, or who do I think the Magic's going to be?
Yeah.
All right.
Carolina.
If I had to guess right now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, and it's going to pain me to do so, but I'm going to say Carolina and St. Louis.
Okay. I'm going to say Boston and St. Louis. Boy, I think we might have just jinxed the Blues.
Yeah, usually when both you and I agree on something, that's when we're wrong.
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing for your Sharks.
Yeah, but no, like I said, like the basing right now, I'm picking Carolina and St. Louis, and as far as who's going to win that thing, I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be Carolina. I think for the – because this would be what – when was the last time a Western team won the Cup?
I want to say either the Blackhawks or the Kings. Because you, hold on.
No,
wasn't it the
Kings over the Devils?
Hold on. 2015? The Western Conference champion Chicago Blackhawks defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-2 in 2015.
Oh,
and after
God.
That, it was 15. And after that, it was Pittsburgh back-to-back.
All right. So Pittsburgh in 16 and 17. And then last year, of course, obviously, it was Washington.
Washington.
For the last 3 years in a row, it's been an Eastern Conference team. I think that it's going to continue that way because I think the Hurricanes are
red hot.
The Hurricanes are red hot and they're rolling.
Yeah. Would you be surprised if Columbus went in a Cup?
I would be surprised, but I'd also be happy because, again, it's an underdog story.
Yeah. I mean, imagine a Blue Jackets versus what did you say before? Avalanche Stanley Cup final?
Because those are the two teams nobody would expect.
Yeah.
I think you'd have five people watching it.
You, me, and Columbus. And I don't know. I would watch.
You, me, Justin.
Adam? I don't know.
You, me, Justin, Cody, and
Dad?
No, not my dad. I don't know. Well, maybe four now. But no, I think if you're the NHL, I think the teams you want to go to the Stanley Cup right now, or you want the teams that are most marketable,
Boston.
I think that would actually be Boston and St. Louis.
I was going to say Boston and San Jose. Because there's a storyline there of those being the former Boston Bruins.
Well, and also, that would be a good story, too, because the Sharks are involved in the playoffs every year.
Yep. the Florida Bruins.
All right. So those are two marketable teams that you can get a lot of hype for a series over. The problem is
oh,
that
yeah.
the Sharks are getting their fins clipped right now.
So you would be shocked if they somehow got in the cup. The Sharks
I'd
were
be
happy.
Shocked, but I would be shocked, but I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's not that I would not be happy, because I would be.
Oh yeah, I know.
You'd have to punch me in the mouth to break my jaw in order to get me to shut up about it. That's how happy I would be.
Oh wow.
And you can laugh about it all you want, but you know it's true.
Yeah, I know. But nobody would punch you.
I wouldn't say that. You know who we're all friends with.
Oh yeah.
You know I have enemies.
We all have enemies. Is there anything else you want to talk about, guys?
I think we got quite a bit covered, didn't we?
Yeah. Let's go couple more updates. Dallas is still up 1-0. They're on the power play. And the Bucks are winning by 8 against the Boston Celtics. Oh my God. Almost said Bruins. Boston Celtics. Look at me. Yeah, and the Phillies won on in the ninth. Phillies won 4-2. The other Boston team, Boston Red Sox, are winning. So that's good. But if Boston wins another title, whether it's the Celtics or the Bruins, we're never going to hear the end of it from Boston fans. After
no,
the Red Sox,
no, we're not.
Patriots won.
No, we're not. But you know what? It's, unfortunately, they're a successful city.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Exactly. How many championships do they have? They have six from the Patriots, 4 from the Red Sox, 1 from the Celtics, and 1 from the Bruins. Right?
Right.
Twelve titles since 2000. That's insane. 12 titles in almost 20 years in that city. You got cities like Cleveland that has 1, or Philadelphia has 2. Who else? Washington.
And Buffalo's still waiting for that 1.
Yeah. Sorry, Doug.
That was just a. Don't you think you and I have gone through enough emotional stuff today?
Yeah.
And then you made me relive that.
I apologize. I didn't think you remember that.
It's kind of hard to do. Those were very trying times.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
Which one was more heartbreaking? The Bills losing 4 Super Bowls, or that Sabres controversy? At least in the city. Maybe not.
I think, to be honest with you, and again, I mean, you're going to have to talk to more people from Buffalo about this. And trust me, I can probably get you some phone numbers. But I really think, you know, a lot of people would say that the Bills losing 4 Super Bowls in a row was very, very heartbreaking. Probably more heartbreaking than the Sabres thing, but that's because, you know, the Sabres, It was one Stanley Cup. This is four Super Bowls we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean,
but I also think, and I told you this the last time I was on this show.
Yep.
I really personally believe that Buffalo is more of a hockey town.
It still is.
Okay. And I'm not saying anything against the Buffalo Bills fans because they are very passionate. Like I said, anybody that's willing to sit through crappy football and in a stadium that's filled in about 5 feet of snow, you know, you have my respect.
Yep, exactly.
Mainly because my father is one of them.
I mean, he's a Bills fan and a Redskins fan.
Right.
Mainly Redskins.
I got to tell you, you know, speaking of the Bills and the loyalty of the Bills fans, I got to bring this up because this because what the Sharks are doing right now, it kind of reminds me of this. The 1993 wild card game against the Houston Oilers.
When?
And the Bills
were
down 35-3 at halftime. And fans were leaving the stadium because they're just like, you know, Jim Kelly's not playing. We got to rely on Frank Reich.
And look at him
now. So Bills fans actually left the stadium. Because they're like, it's over, it's over. Two people that did not leave the stadium, my mother and father.
Oh, wow.
Mainly because, you know, my dad paid like $50, I think, for the tickets. But
you didn't go?
I did not. I actually sat watching in a hotel room with my aunt.
Oh. And Karen? Shout out to Hank and Sharon.
I will. So anyway, but you remember how that game turned out? I mean, Frank Reich led the greatest comeback ever in the history of football.
Yeah.
Led the biggest comeback ever. They came back. They won the thing 41-38. And to be honest with you, that is almost like what the Sharks are doing right now. The Sharks were down 3-1 in this series. They came back to even it up to 3-3, and then they came back from a 3-0 from being down 3-0 in the game.
Yeah. You know what the Sharks remind me of? I think they're gonna. I'm gonna compare them to the 2010 Flyers because 2010 they were down.
Who?
I mean, the Flyers. Philadelphia Flyers, when they were down 3-0 against the Boston Bruins, they came back and they beat Bruins, and then they were down 3-0 game 7 in Boston and came back to win that game.
I'll give you another comparison as to who the Sharks kind of remind me of right now, and the fact that I don't think anybody's given them a shot. And Columbus could probably be made as the same comparison. The 1994 the 1994 San Diego Chargers.
Oh yeah.
Because remember, went to the Super Bowl against San Francisco. They lost.
Right.
Lost. Like they got whooped
badly.
But they still went.
I think that was my first Super Bowl watching. That was my first Super Bowl I ever watched.
Really?
Yeah. What was your first Super Bowl?
The Bills and the Redskins.
Bills and Redskins?
That's the first Super Bowl that I remember.
Wow. And you were rooting for the Bills that night, of course.
I was rooting for the Bills, and I got yelled at by my dad because he was rooting for the Redskins.
Did he jump up happy when the Redskins won?
Yes, he did. The 49ers and Chargers in that Super Bowl, that was the first Super Bowl I remember the Bills not being in. I actually said to my dad that year, I'm like, you know what, this is surprising. The Bills aren't in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that, because that was the first year they weren't after 4 years, right?
Right.
Yeah, because they went 90, 91, 92, 93, yeah.
Correct.
Were you rooting for the Chargers that day?
Yes.
I think everybody was. I think people hated San Francisco. San Francisco was what? San Francisco was like the New England Patriots. Weren't they? Yeah, kind of.
No, I was happy that San Francisco went because I got tired of – at a very early age, I was taught to hate Dallas.
And you still do?
Yes.
Who doesn't hate Dallas but Dallas fans? Let's get this.
Just the two guys that that cheer for Dallas. Skip Bayless and
Howard. Not Howard. Skip Bayless and what's his name?
Skip Bayless and Mickey James, I think, are the only two Cowboys fans that I know of.
Oh, is that Mickey James?
Yeah.
I didn't know she's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I read that in an article.
Wow. Oh, I think who else is a Cowboys fan? Don't we know a Cowboys fan at work? No?
Oh.
We know a Dolphins fan, we know a Packers fan. We know a Raiders fan, Joe, no. Panthers fan.
At work, yeah, like you said, Dolphins fan, Packers fan, Raiders fan.
Raiders.
I know a Chiefs fan at work.
Who's a Chiefs fan?
Mike T.
Oh, okay.
A Saints fan.
Yeah, Kyle.
And then,
Panthers fan.
Panthers fan?
Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
Who else?
There's gotta be other.
I think I don't know many. I don't know many. You know more people than me. I do. I want.
Yeah, that's unfortunate too.
Yeah, I know because I've been there longer, and I barely know anybody, but the people at Starbucks and our place. You have any final thoughts, Habib? He's still there. I guess he left. You have any final thoughts, Doug?
All I can say this is that if we get more playoff hockey like we have been getting, I cannot wait. It does not matter to me who gets into the Eastern Conference Final and the Western Conference Final. Even though I have my picks of who I would love to see go, I think we're still in for some great hockey.
Oh, yeah. And whatever the matchup is in the both conference final, it's going to be great. Especially if it's Columbus and Carolina, two hot teams again, and it's whoever comes out of the West.
That would be in the Eastern Conference Final. I think that would be fantastic.
Yep.
But right now, Carolina right now, they can rest.
Exactly. Again, that could be a bad thing. That could be a good thing. We shall see. Hopefully, it's not too much. They're probably hoping for a 7-game series so they can rest their butts off and get more healthy.
So whoever, like I said, whoever goes into the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals, we're going to be in for some great series, I think.
Oh, definitely.
Because this year's playoff hockey has just been phenomenal.
Oh yeah, I think this has been one of the best playoffs I've seen in a while. Even though the Flyers are not in it, I'm still enjoying it.
Right, and this is coming from a Buffalo guy, even though the Sabres are not involved, I still find myself emotionally invested because the Sharks are involved.
Yeah.
And trust me, I would, you know, if the Sharks don't make it, you know, my heart won't break that much. I mean, I'll still feel bad for them, but, like, it won't be, like, the end of the world or whatever. But I'm rooting for them. I would love to see them go. I mean, but I think they're running out of gas. But they're putting up a heck of a fight right now.
Oh, yeah. I think Carolina and Boston are the only two teams that have won a cup, and the rest haven't, I believe. St. Louis hasn't won one. The Sharks haven't won. Oh, no, Avalanche.
Yeah, no, the Avalanche won a cup before.
Yeah, I think they've won two. It's been so long that I forgot they won a cup. We talked about that on the last show. I forgot about that.
Right. But, no, this has been probably the best playoff hockey I've seen in a long time. And, again, even though our two main teams, you know, you for the Fly, you know, the Flyers for you, the Sabres for me, even though our main teams are not involved, I still find myself emotionally invested because the Sharks are involved.
Yep.
And even if the Sharks were to get eliminated, I would still be emotionally invested because these teams are busting their butts right now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for anybody but Boston. Let's put it the Bruins.
I'll put it
that way.
If somehow the cup final ends up being Boston and Dallas, I'm done.
Boston, you want to watch that? Even, I mean, I would. I don't know who I root for.
I don't know who I'd root for
Dallas
either.
Won. And Dallas won it.
Dallas wins it, you're going to hear the same words come out of my mouth that came out of my dad's mouth when Dallas beat the Sabres.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so, with Carolina, I mean, St. Louis, San Jose, and Columbus are the only ones that haven't won a cup since the Islanders are out. The rest.
I was going to say that's. Yeah. So you kind of have
won.
To root for them.
Sharks, Columbus, and St. Louis. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool would that be, the Blues winning the Cup? They finally get over that hump.
The Blues and the Sharks, I mean, Columbus is kind of a newer franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Blues have made it pretty much every year, too. They've always ran into the Blackhawks or something. Hello?
But no, whoever wins, it's gonna be a phenomenal story. Unless it's Boston or Dallas.
Yeah. I think it's... As you said, I think if St. Louis or San Jose make it, I think out of the West, whoever makes it out of the West will draw ratings. And then maybe out of the East, maybe Columbus will draw because they're such an underdog team. Maybe even Carolina, too.
I think Carolina would draw a rating. I think Carolina would draw a rating. Well, first of all, I think Carolina versus St. Louis, if that were to be the cup final, I think that would draw a rating.
Yeah, you got the Midwest. You got the Midwest and you got the South. And kind of the East. I don't know how much. Yeah. I don't know if the Bruins and both the Bruins and Celtics make the finals in both in basketball and hockey? Oh, boy. That would be terrible.
Oh, God.
Great ratings, but terrible.
You got to admit, though, I mean, Boston is a great sports city.
Yeah.
You know, Dallas, even though, you know, well, Dallas is kind of a good sports city. I mean, the Cowboys, you know, the Cowboys and the Stars. I mean, the Mavericks really aren't that good. But
not anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you got to admit the, the San Francisco, area. That's a great sports city because you've got Golden State there. You've got San Jose there.
You've got the San Francisco Giants who won.
Right. San Francisco Giants. And the San Francisco 49ers have such a rich history.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to the 80s, but still.
Steve Young, Jerry Rice. And Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. And then Steve Young later.
Yeah, exactly. So the Bay Area is a great the Bay Area is a great sports area.
I don't know. How about LA? LA is okay. That's another city I don't like.
They're so so.
Chicago,
you know, Colorado. I mean, Colorado's a great sports state. You know, Denver's a decent sports city.
Denver,
are the
Broncos,
Nuggets in the second round of the playoffs, or did the Spurs take them out?
They're in the second round. They're playing Portland later on. They're playing Portland at 10:30 in about 9 minutes.
Oh.
And here's an update. The Boston Celtics are losing to the Milwaukee Bucks by 13. With 8 minutes left. Go Bucks.
Good.
Yeah, the Celtics
right
are the, it's 103 to 90.
Who, Boston?
Bucks.
Yes.
Do you have any final thoughts on that, babe?
Let's see. I hope they go to 7 and we finish up in 5.
Yeah, we won't be playing until next week if that scenario happens. With NBA.
We can't be done with them.
Yeah, as we talked about, the Sixers need to win Game 4 to keep that foot on their face or on their throat and win Game 4 and pretty much put them on life support going back to Toronto. But we have to take one game at a time because Philadelphia fans, so we get to hype, and then we get our whole tires broken.
Right.
Believe it or not, Doug, we Philadelphia fans get our hearts broken too. You know that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
So.
But I don't
so
rub it in your face.
Yeah.
I don't rub it in your face, and I don't bring it up every chance I get.
Again, I apologize.
Every time I see you, you always got to try to find every time I see you or talk to you, you always got to find some way to raise my blood pressure.
I didn't today.
You just want me to have a heart attack so you could take all my stuff.
I don't understand, how Ben Simmons gets a fine and Kyle Lowry doesn't get anything. And Siakam doesn't get anything for tripping Embiid.
Yeah, I know. Because the refs suck. You have any final thoughts, guys?
I'm good.
Well, hopefully the Sixers win on Sunday.
Yeah, me too. Have you watched any 76ers, Doug? I know you don't really follow basketball here and then.
I think I watched a little bit. They played last night, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched a little bit of it last night.
Maybe I'll turn it into a Sixers fan by the end of the.
What's your favorite football team?
Huh?
What's his favorite football team?
Oh, Doug is he's a Redskins fan and Buffalo Bills fan.
Yeah.
He's from Buffalo.
Oh gosh.
So
I want to trade back McCoy, and that's all I want.
Doug will be happy to do that. Right, Doug?
What?
Give us Shady back?
Yeah, if you guys want, if you guys want him, take him.
We don't need him. We just ordered Jordan Howard and the Sanders from Penn State.
We don't need Shady back. Shady's old now. Shady can't stay healthy.
And
healthy.
Yeah. The Bills running back group is a couple of guys that in about 2 years can register for AARP.
Bills didn't draft anybody younger.
They signed E.J. Yeldon.
I think they signed E.J. Yeldon,
which I'm not necessarily happy about.
Yeah.
They should have just drafted this Josh Allen guy again. They should have drafted two Josh Allens. But what pick did they have? Top.
Oh, here's their running back they drafted. His name is Devin Singletary. I don't know where he's from.
Good.
That's good.
So
there
we'll
you go,
see what
Doug.
Happens.
You got a good running back.
Good.
Hopefully.
Now, I'm tired of this heartbreak for the city of Buffalo. We need something, damn it.
I bet you would go home if the Sabres were both won Super Bowl or Stanley Cup.
New York. Buffalo is, not considered a New York team over here. They don't even care about Buffalo.
I think there's a lot of Canadian fans that are Buffalo, or close to Toronto.
Well,
you gotta
think though. Like New York is more like the New York Giants.
Giants.
And New York, that's more New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
North Jersey.
That's more of the New Jersey area. Buffalo is Western New York.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So that's basically from Rochester, New York on.
Look at that,
What else? No more. You have anything else, Habib or Doug?
I don't have anything.
Nothing else. Hopefully Sixers win. Phillies, hope they keep on winning and doing something. Yeah, that's about it right now.
Well, thank you guys for coming on tonight. It was a fun show.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you for following us on Twitter and at Philly SPP Podcast. Keep following us and listening. And talk to you again next time. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, have a
Bye.
Good night. Have a good weekend. Go Sixers.
You too. Yep. Later, Doug.
Later.
Yeah.
Adios. Bye.